Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers dash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, women say they have the right to look for a man with a rich future just as much as a man has the right to look for a woman with a clean past. But if you say it out loud, women will yell at you and lose their minds. While women can still find a man with a rich future, it's next to impossible to find a woman with a clean past these days. Also, women don't even want a man with a rich future anymore because most of them have their own money now. They're more interested in a man with a rich swing-swang and hot body. Up next, why is it that even after moving on, women are more likely to stalk their exes online? They probably have to make sure they can monkey branch to the old guy if he becomes more financially successful, or they can't do any better than him. To be fair, though, women usually only stalk the exes that dumped them or are better than the men that they're currently with. But women don't need to stalk their exes online. All they have to do is ask females that still know the guy. Number 3, people are still saying that PewDiePie is racist because he married a white girl and then moved to Japan of all places. That doesn't exactly hold water. But to be fair, if I were him, I wouldn't want to live in Sweden with all the enrichment that's been going on there in the last 20 years. Bro won in life and retired, and they're just giving him a hard time, because he doesn't want to live surrounded by the enrichment of the West. Moving on, a husband was suffocated to death by his 220-pound wife after she fell out of bed on top of him and wedged him up against a wall. Turd-flinging monkey says that some people worry about dying alone, but he died surrounded by his loved one. Yes, literally surrounded. Also, it's shocking that a 220-pound woman could do so much damage. How weak was this soy boy? Also, if you're a chubby chaser, a 220-pound woman can oftentimes be just a junior land whale. Number 5, people say that printing money creates inflation and destroys societies. I agree, but printing money boosts asset prices sky high. And if you can get enough assets before the eventual hyperinflation, then you can make a fortune. I thought the best thing that ever happened to me was being demonetized from YouTube back in 2018. And then I had to discover crypto. Inflation caused by COVID made me even more money. Always figure out a way to turn a bad situation into a great one. Up next, what is this body shape called? How about the front butt? At first I thought this is a picture of her backwards. I guess looking on the bright side, you can take her doggy styles from the front and the back. If you want to be a pain in the butt, both of them, then just walk up to a woman like this and tell her that she put her ass on backwards. Also, that thing looks way too big to be a camel toe. It's more like a hippo toe if you ask me. Number 7, 74% of women say they want a man who pays for everything, and the other 26% are probably lying. Basically, the majority of women are looking for a father with benefits, but we aren't their fathers. They can go out and get their own jobs. And even with all these demands, they still won't give men BJs unless it's the guy's birthday. And women are wondering why men are walking away when they're increasingly treating us like ATMs. Moving on, a recent study found that men find women more attractive when they wear less makeup. Is this actually true though? Because if it were, then why are women wearing so much makeup? It is, of course, to impress other female friends, their co-workers, and make them feel bad. I think this article was written so that men would read the headline and think it's okay that their girlfriend doesn't wear makeup anymore. I think this is all about allowing women to get lazy and not have to wear makeup around their boyfriends and husbands anymore. Number 9, Canada has the housing prices of New York, the wages of Mississippi, and the economy of Alabama. Not to mention half the people in this country will probably be Indians in the next 10 to 15 years. We're a source of lower-cost English-speaking labor for U.S. companies because of our weak dollar. When Justin Trudeau took power in Canada 10 years ago, we were on par with America. He made it a horrible place to invest and live in, and he wrecked our dollar. Up next, a gray sexual person reveals when they know they're gray and why more people are coming out. It's basically asexual while occasionally having sex. More like Chad-sexual. Most women would rather stay single and sexless these days and occasionally get smashed by a Chad. That's what it really means. These days there are also more new sexual identities popping up each month than coffee in a Starbucks menu. I'm so tired of this. Number 11 looks like Rey Skywalker paid the toll. More like Rey Streetwalker. And for the record, she says that she doesn't speak to him anymore. What a shocker. I guess the chosen one wasn't so chosen after all. But it makes sense though, because after all she was a Palpatine, and she sure learned the power of that man's dark side, that man's flesh saber, and what he was hiding in his pantaloons. Even in a galaxy far, far away, the toll still gets paid. Moving on, is this whammy right that hookup culture is a scam, and that you should actually commit to one person, get married, have kids, and follow Christ. This sounds like an ad designed to attract tradcocks to this fantasy. Where are they going to find a woman like that? She no longer exists in the West. Plus, there are way too many divorces these days for this to be the right course of action. Do you really think that women like her will settle and marry anyone other than a Chad Roan? Number 13 is yet another reason not to get married. This guy's wife aborted their baby because of astrology, and because the child would have been a Sagittarius. And what the hell is he doing marrying a 29-year-old anyway? She probably had her fun riding the Rooster roller coaster, and he's her beta backup plan. But the Sagittarius thing could have been an excuse, and it actually might have been Tyrone's baby, and that's one way to get rid of it without losing her beta bucks. Up next is a house built in 1950, and it originally sold for $8,000. Today it's $1.1 million. That's more than 100x return, and boomers be like, pull yourself up by your bootstraps. It's not just the boomers, but also the central bankers devaluing the dollar since 1913. It's going to be fun watching AI destroy 10 or 20% of the workforce and 60 to 70% of the value of real estate in the process. Plus, with the great boomer die-off, the housing shortage will probably fix itself. Number 15, Trump plans to drain the swamp with term limits for senators and congressmen and women. If he accomplishes this, then Trump will be the boomer remover we've all been waiting for. We need to get rid of career politicians. Forget about only term limits. We need age limits too. Commercial pilots are forced to retire at the age of 65, and I propose we limit politicians to not being able to serve past the age of 70. Moving on, who would have predicted that Albania would no longer be a Muslim-majority country? Christians and atheists together make up 53% of the population there, while only 47% identify as Muslim now. The same will probably start happening in other Muslim countries at some point. Then again, maybe the Muslim population is lower there because they all went to the UK or something. With Christianity growing there, people are just going back to their ancestors' religion. Number 17 looks like trouble is coming for boomers. They want to raise taxes to pay for their entitlement programs, while Gen Z wants to reduce their benefits. Social Security is an unsustainable Ponzi scheme that the boomers are hoping continues until they all pass away. They will get their money, but thanks to inflation, they won't be able to buy much with it. It's not the boomers' fault they are the way they are. It's their parents that made them the first spoiled generation in history. Up next, women want to take some of our rights away, claiming that we are the ones that are doing all these bad things. Women these days, especially teachers, are sexually assaulting young men. And women are usually the instigators, and at least as violent as men in the domestic fronts. Sure, let them take our rights. Who's going to enforce that? Female cops, perhaps? Should we take black women's rights away because they're more likely to delete someone than a white man? Number 19, now that women have their own careers and money, they would rather be a temporary fleshlight for a 9 or a 10 rather than a permanent partner or housekeeper for a 5. If women didn't have the right to work, then that would actually fix the marriage and family formation problem almost overnight. But I don't like that solution. I want to see men reproduce and get sexual relief using technology. And so we can finally leave women behind in the dustbin of history. Moving on, this guy's wife admits that she still loves her ex. That's what being an alpha widow is all about. They will always love, and I use that word loosely, the most attractive man they've ever slept with, or were in a relationship with. I've always been that man women would try to come back to when I dumped them, even if it was many years later. This guy now has grounds to get divorced. If he doesn't do it now, he's asking for more pain later. Number 21, this guy says he won't be getting a second date, but at least she learned why coins have ridges on them. Looks like he probably pissed her off when he told her that the tiny hats used to clip coins in England or something. Unfortunately, I don't think that information sank into her mind and was probably purged a few minutes later. Maybe if he'd orange-pilled her or talked about the Federal Reserve, he would have had better luck. Up next, they'll never understand guys that accept that their wife cheats on them. Here's what it's like when she cheats on you, but you give her a second chance. That power washing probably isn't strong enough. But he might need the flamethrower from aliens to make sure he eliminates all those diseases. Also, by the look on her face, she appears to be enjoying it way too much for it to be a punishment. It's more like pleasure. Number 23, people in the West think that Lucy Liu is attractive. But for Asians, she's not. That's why Hollywoke made her the token Asian girl. I don't find most East Asians attractive. Lucy Liu's for Asians is not pale enough, her eyes aren't round enough, and she has freckles. Also, she doesn't act neonously like a child, which is something they like over there. I still like her performance the best in Kill Bill. Moving on, here's proof that women can just be as violent as men can. This one twisted her husband's testicles after he refused to have sex with her, and she avoids jail time for such a violent act. How is this not sexual assault or battery? It isn't, because she's a woman and there are double standards in the courts. But if you dare pinch a woman's behind, they'll throw you in jail, where you'll have to play drop the soap with Tyrone. Number 25 in the last one, what the hell happened to Ellen DeGeneres? She's only in her mid-60s, but looks like she's in her 80s. I guess that's what happens when you date women your entire life. They tire you out and age you out before your time. Add a touch of Trump derangement syndrome and I'm surprised she's not already 6 feet under. Also, she looked a lot happier back when she was more feminine. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.